Hello. My name is Jenny Daniel and I'm Keith Daniel's widow. And this is the first podcast of Fountains of Grace. My greatest longing down the years and still today has been to encourage others. And I believe in the world we find ourselves in, one of the greatest needs is encouragement, a helping hand stretched out and lift a stumbling or discouraged Christian on the road, to be ever reminding others to look up, not around at the ways as Peter did, and to allow the fountain of Christ's joy to flow free and spill over, refreshing others. Which of you has sometimes felt that life is overwhelming, too much to cope with? I remember one evening, I think it was near midnight, I was prostrated under a burden that I felt would crush me. It was then that God seemed to whisper to my soul that he wants to carry our burdens. But Isaiah 46 verse 4 takes it a step further. It says, I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you. In other words, God not only wants to carry our burdens, but he wants to carry us with our burdens. I wrote a poem about it. Dear God, when the storms are fiercest, the winds are sharp and keen, I know that thou art still present, the God on whom I lean. Dear God, when the road leads upwards, my path be steep and rough, I know that thou wilt carry me up. That thought enough? Dear God, life but a journey that leads us up to thee. Therefore, what thou allowest, engraced with joy by me? Dear God, I delight to serve thee, for thou dost take my hand, assuring me each step will be what thy love hath planned. But there's a further thought that I want to leave with you, and that is, does God carry us all, even if we are disobedient to him? We need to realize that we can only rest in the Lord and be carried by him, as it were, through all the storms of life, if we are really given over and surrendered to him, and if we keep our eyes on him. I wrote a rather poem about this thought that God gave to me. It's a prayer, and I think a prayer that each one of us can say to God. Dear Father, take my hand anew. I give myself to thee. Guide every footstep, let it fall where thou ordained it be. Dear Father, let my mind be filled with thy word every day, so that with all life's choices, 'tis thee I will obey. O Father, let thy inner peace unruffled persevere and be a beacon drawing souls through storms and gales down here. Dear Father, let the fountain joy be ever flowing free. Don't let me crumble in despair. Rather, keep eyes on thee. So, what are the thoughts I want to leave with you today? The first thought is that in all our storms, God can carry us, not only our burdens, but he can carry us. But we have a responsibility, and that is to be totally surrendered to him and to keep our eyes upon him. Only then do I believe we can be carried by him. Amen.